No, there's no need to adjust your dial. You're not in tune to WWOZ in New Orleans, but that was The Meters with Sissy Strutt and my guest today. I'm honored to have back here on campus former Stanford basketball star, former NBA player for the New Orleans Jazz back in, we'll talk about that day, Rich Kelly is my guest. Rich, welcome for the first time to KZSU.
Thank you, Bird. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. And you were at Stanford from 1975? No, from
71 through 75.
There you go. And you played ball all 4 years?
Yes, I did. I was the last year where they had freshman basketball.
Uh-huh.
So I played freshman basketball and then played varsity the last 3 years.
Cool. And then you played in the NBA for 11 years.
Yeah.
And you've been back here after that. But we're going to get into all that at the bottom of the hour. You brought a bunch of great music. That was and a lot of it is from New Orleans. I guess New Orleans made a real impression on you living down there for what, 4 years you lived there?
It did. It did indeed. And playing in the NBA kind of infected me with a little soul, too.
Yeah, the brothers will do that, won't they?
Yes, they will.
Well, let's get on with this great music. That was The Meters. Who's coming up next?
King Curtis, great sax man.
One of my favorites.
Back of the room, I hear a voice cry out, you want something good? Well, come on a little closer, let me see your face. Yeah, come on a little closer by the front of the stage. I say, come on a little closer, I got something to say. Yeah, come on a little closer, I wanna see your face. You see, I met a devil named Buena Buena. And since I met the devil, I've been the same, oh no. And I feel alright now, I have to tell ya. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the Buena 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 Buena. Good, good, good.
Boy Hogan, come right here and dig your grave. And I've been standing by with a pick and a shovel to chuck some of that cold dirt in your face. Honey, I'll be down at your berry. Be riding around in my VA4. Honey, you think you so smart, girl, but I swear you just don't know. So when you renew your insurance, you better get a little bit of that on. Sick and accident too. 'Cause if you keep messing up, baby girl, you know something bad's gonna happen to you. Honey, I'll be down at your berry. Be right around. so smart. Honey, you just don't know. With another woman by my side, you know, to take your place. Honey, I'll be down at your berry. Be riding around in my V8-4. Honey, you think you so smart. Ooh, girl, you don't know.
Try to fight your love, and I can't. girls are boy and girl. Boys say, I love you so. Girls say, I never leave you. They grew older and left each other, 'cause that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes.
Then there's a time, seems like you'll never find someone willing to love you. Keep on looking, you'll soon what you made.
Dying,
and you're up.
Dying. crossfires.
To take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Oh, baby.
I've been really meaning to trying to get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is. Sometimes it kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
Lord,
in, but
I
even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but
I'm without you, I die.
Lucky I done been. Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it. Like to kind of make it for.
He hit the lottery. Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes right there, right here on the Lunch Special. That's what you're tuned into, KZSU Stanford's Lunch Special, every Monday from noon to one with a different Stanford personality. Today, former NBA star, former Stanford basketball star, my buddy, Rich Kelly. Rich, that was a hell of a set of music, man.
I'll tell you what, Bird, you caused me to lose about 3 hours sleep last night trying to parse through all my music to figure out what to play.
That's very cool, man. You brought a stack of it, too. This is really reflective of the kind of music you were listening to back when you were in college, huh?
Yeah, it's something about nostalgia and old people like us that the music tends to migrate to the times when you were younger.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't make music like this anymore.
No, and the guys that are listening now are going to be saying the same stuff 30 years from now when they're looking back at their stuff.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, but that rap and that hip-hop just, I don't know. I ain't getting it.
And that's modern, because you're old, bro.
Have you heard modern rock lately? That's that stuff, too. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Pretty forgettable. Anyway, Rich Kelly's the guest. Let's run it down. you were at Stanford from 1971 to 75. But you grew up here. You grew up here in Portola Valley, born in San Mateo. Went to Woodside High. It's all local stuff.
Yes,
man.
Indeed.
And it was rare for a local kid to get in Stanford back then, or was it? Was it not?
I don't really know. It's always been, a pretty challenging place to get into. I think I was lucky that I happened to be 7 feet tall in high school.
That's probably it. And was it a basketball scholarship?
Yes, it was.
And did they recruited you, or you kind of?
Yes, they did.
They came and saw you. So you played for Woodside High.
I did.
And so they came and saw you and said, we need that kid on the team.
Yeah.
And how was Stanford basketball back then? Was it?
Well, we were unfortunately in the shadow of UCLA in their heyday. We were in the backside of the John Wooden years. So they won the championship several years. I got recruited by UCLA as well, but didn't want to go there because they had a fellow by the name of Bill Walton.
I was going to say.
That was just a year older than me, and I didn't feel like carrying his bag around for a couple of years.
Now, you must have played against Walton. Huh?
Oh, many, many, many times.
Yeah. And he ended up coming to Stanford.
Yeah, he went to law school for a couple of years.
Yeah, back in 81, I used to see him on campus. So Stanford basketball was in that shadow. Did you guys ever play him and beat him?
We did beat him one time my senior year. It was a memorable weekend. We beat UCLA and USC and back-to-back nights. And
wow.
The place, Maples Pavilion, was rocking pretty good. They were both real close, exciting games.
And, yo, man, two nights in a row. That must have been like, man.
It was pretty intense. I think it was the first time that the fabled floor at Maples, which had springs under it, they've since eliminated those springs. It actually created kind of a Doppler effect wave because there were so many people on the floor after the game rocking to the Stanford band that the floor started gyrating a little and people thought it might actually crack.
Wow, that's amazing. Man, Rich Kelly is the guest and picking all the music too. And let's just go over that. That was Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. With Petty, you mentioned too, something I didn't know. That was Teddy Pendergrass' first outing as a front lead singer, huh?
I think so, yeah.
And what was the name of that tune?
I Miss You.
Yeah, from Harold Melvin's Greatest Hits album. We also heard from, the Spinners are coming up. The Chambers Brothers were in there with All Strung Out. And you had a funny Chambers Brothers story. I don't know if you want to tell the whole story, but you met them.
Got to meet them, and my dad ended up promoting a concert in exchange for a debt they owed him. So I got to go backstage and get to meet the Chambers Brothers in their prime. They were an amazing group back in the 70s.
Were they nice guys?
Yeah, they were nice guys, except for the fact they didn't pay their bills.
And your dad promoted a concert with them, huh?
Yeah.
That must have been interesting.
It was interesting. Eye-opening for a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, I bet. Little Charlie and the Nightcats were in that set, too, with an old classic, James Cotton classic. They called it V8 Ford. He called it Down at Your Berrien. Did they really influence you a lot? Have you seen them before?
I've seen Little Charlie back before they broke up three or four times, and I've always loved him. Rick Estrin is he's a classic up on front.
Yeah, he's one of a kind, man. They definitely don't make him like that anymore. Morphine with Buena, and where'd that come from?
A friend of mine introduced me to that band 5 or 6 years ago, and I'd never heard of them. The fellow who's the front man plays a three-string bass that's real slack-keyed. I don't know if you could notice that, and unfortunately, I think he killed himself. He was a very dark guy. I think he was a precursor to Kurt Cobain and a lot of other guys. But his music is real bluesy and yet rock and rolly too.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. We probably have some here, but I'd never heard it. King Curtis in that set. Now, did you get a chance to see him back in the day?
No, I'm not that old, man.
Yeah, King. Let's see. King, I guess King passed in the 70s. But Groovin' with the King from one of his CDs. And, of course, The Meters. And let's talk about your time in New Orleans a little bit. So here you are, just a regular old Joe, regular old Rich, playing ball for Stanford. And then you get recruited by, was it a pretty new team when you got recruited?
Yeah, the team was only 1 year in the league. So I was in the second year in New Orleans. And it was quite an eye-opener for a California white boy to head down to New Orleans and be the only white guy on a black team in the NBA and and being in the South in a pretty dynamic Southern city. But it helped create a lot of who I am. It's a great city.
Really, it shaped you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and it shaped my musical taste, too.
I bet it did. Speak about that. How was New Orleans back then? It just had to be full of life and just smoking and slamming. You're talking about 1975?
Yeah, 75 to 79. The Jazz Fest was started. It had been in place about 3 years at the time, and our season, at the end of it, coincided with the start of the Jazz Fest, so I was able to go to the Jazz Fest every year.
Was it at the fairgrounds at that
time? It was at the fairgrounds, and it wasn't nearly as big of a deal as it was now, as it is now, but it was awful lot of fun. I remember one day in a 24-hour period, I saw the Neville Brothers perform three times in various venues. I was a full-fledged 7-foot groupie following them around.
Wow. The Neville Brothers three times in 24 hours. God.
That shows you how hard those musicians work to boot.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, down in New Orleans, they will play all night, too.
Exactly.
It's just the way it is, especially down on Bourbon Street. Who else do you remember who really...
saw James Booker a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
He was, unfortunately, deeply strung out on heroin and whatnot, but he was working the ivories at the Maple Leaf.
Really?
Yeah, that was good.
Which is still open.
Yeah, I know. It is. But I got to tell you, most of my love for the music in New Orleans has kind of happened after I left there. It's kind of ironic, but I was there during the 70s when disco was the king, and like every whole-blooded American boy, I was going where the girls were going,
sure.
and they were going to disco. So I didn't go to as many of the blues clubs as I would like.
Mm-hmm. Well, New Orleans has left quite a legacy, and it's just great you got a chance to hear it, for sure. Sissy Strut by the Meters opened the show, and we're here with Rich Kelly. Let's get back into some more of this great music you brought.
I love it. I got a couple of New Orleans pieces here, Dr. John and Johnny Adams.
Okay. We're going to go with the bottom CD player?
Yeah.
Okay. Check it out.
I went to sleep smiling when you left. I opened my eyes. I must have been dreaming. You took me by surprise. A man can change his ways. Can a woman change her mind? Even I still love you. Sometimes I wonder how. But I'm wishing you only the best. Suspicions, we took them all too far. All the wrong decisions, heaven fell. made it star by star. You say there's no use trying, turning stones that you can't find. Even now I still love you. Sometimes but I'm wishing you only the best. Yes, I guess we're even now. Even now I still love you. Sometimes I wonder how. But I'm wishing you only the best. Yes, I guess we're even now. We're even now. Even we're even now. I still love you. I wonder how. I'm wishing you again only the best thing.
You never met my wife, you ain't never seen her before. Say you ain't been hanging around my crib. Well, here's something I wanna know. I wanna know what in the world is going down. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I got the baddest dog, he'll bite anybody. He bit my little brother, took a chunk out of my old sweet little mother. He bit the mailman, he sees him every day. Takes one look at you, he wanna jump up and play. Now I ain't got a clue as to what you putting down, but how come my dog don't bark when you come around? My dog is dangerous, try to set people straight. Even bought a bad dog sign and hung it on the gate. Here you come tripping about a quarter to nine, full of that night train wine, trying to slide past the sign. My dog there nodding off ain't paying you no mind. That's my dog. When I come home, he don't sleep that sound. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I still don't like it. I don't dig it one damn bit. Way you and my dog so tight, something don't fit. Now slip through the alley, I call my dog. Say, get up off your rusty dusty. Move a little faster to your old master, your coyote you. He took one look at me, he growled and he ran straight to you. Now somebody's been confusing my poor hound. Now I wanna know what's going down. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? I I better call up Jacoby and Myers. And you can take the Fifth Amendment, that is. You better stand up for your rights, 'cause you might not be standing too long. I'm gonna stop all this confusion. I'm gonna buy that hound, shoot that dog down. Then I'm gonna get busy mutilating, strangling, operating, and cremating my old lady down at the cremation station. Then I'm gonna torch that too and come right on after you. And you give your heart and soul to charity, and all the rest gonna belong to me. I'm going straight down to that barber supply shop. Get me a pearl hand, double-edged hollow crown, super blue blade, adjustable stainless steel, honed edge, both blades on the same side. So when I cut you once, you're going to bleed twice. Going and coming, and if you don't believe me, shake your head. It'll be singing, I ain't got nobody. 'Cause one night I did a little FBI 007 type investigating. You and my old lady thought I was gone, but I wasn't gone. That's why I had to separate you from your crown. And the only sound you're gonna hear when you 6 feet in the ground. How come my dog didn't bark when you came around?
Rolling. Rocket Mitchell guys may be insane, but Rocket Mitchell guys, they don't eat brains. Those death metal guys, they like to wear black. They like to drop pentagrams on their back. They like headbanging. Those death
the drink and the laughs on me. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining any ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see, and have fun. Drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The fact's uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
Frank Sinatra, Angel Eyes. Hey, Rich, isn't it funny? Radio hours are like dog years. They go by really fast.
No kidding, man.
Don't they?
But I tell you what, I've had a lot of fun doing this, Bird.
That's great,
and
man.
I don't think there are very many people that have gotten to hear Reverend Horton Heat do Death Metal Guys followed up by Frank Sinatra's Angel Eyes.
You pulled a first, Rich. You pulled a first. And this show's going to be on the internet on Radio for All after our producer puts it up. And I bet it gets the most downloads of any show.
I don't know about that, but you can be sure I'll download it.
Definitely. Rich Kelly, man, thanks so much for coming back home to Stanford. It's been great having you on the show. You got to come back sometime, too.
Oh, this has been a gas. I'll be back. I'll be haunting you.
Beautiful. That's great. And what are we going to go out with, Rich?
Going out with a song by a new favorite of ours, Tom Russell. He's a country western, kind of West Texas troubadour.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great song that he wrote. And it just good way to walk out the door.
Beautiful.
I was going through Alberta one day, and I saw a sign for a cowboy museum. And I went in there and looked inside this case. There were these beautiful hand-braided horsehair halters and bridles. And I looked at the inscription. It said, "Braided by Mexican horse thieves, Montana State Pen, 1910. Well, that sounds like a Tom Russell song. Another commercial hit. Two men rode in from the south, A rainy autumn night, the sky above and the mud below. They walked into the deacon's bar. They were Mexican by sight, the sky above and the mud below. They threw a horsehair bridle down. We trade this for whiskey rounds. The deacon slams a bottle down. The two men start to drink it. Their hair was long and black, tied up behind their ears, the sky above and the mud below. Their faces were identical, like one man beside a mirror, the sky above and the mud below. Then someone whispers, that beats all. There wanted posters on the wall. Twin brothers, name a Sandoval. Horse thieves from Boquillas. Now the bridle and the belts they wore, braided gray and black, the sky above and the mud below. The color of her own horse once belonged to Deacon Black, the sky above and the mud below. The fastest horse for miles around, he'd been stolen from the old fairground. A month ago outside of town, we tracked and never found him. Now the deacon was a preacher who'd fallen hard from grace, the sky above and the mud below. He owned a bar and a string of quarter horses that he'd race, the sky above and the mud below. Yet Deacon, he could drink and curse, though he still quoted sacred verse. He was sheriff, judge, he owned a hearse, a man you did not anger. The sky above, the mud below, the wind and rain, the sleet and snow. Two horse thieves from Mexico, drinking hard and singing. One brother, he spoke English, deacon choirs as to their work, the sky above and the mud below. The man says, Mr. We braid horsehair, bridles, ropes, and quirts, the sky above and the mud below. Yeah, that fine bridle we did make, a roan horse killed by a leg bone break. He's horsehair rope now, horse meat steak. We cleaned him to the bone. Well, these gentlemen, they were ignorant, or didn't know just where they were, the sky above and the mud below. The deacon's face grew darker as he measured every word, the sky above and the mud below. You horsehair braiding sons of bitches, stole my claimed earthly riches. Someone go and dig a ditch, there may well be a hanging. One brother reached inside his shirt, a searching for his gun, the sky above and the mud below. Too late for Deke had whipped around his sawed-off Remington, the sky above and the mud below. The twins, they raised their hands and sneered. Deke was grinning ear to ear. He says, court's in session, hear ye, hear, yours truly is presiding. Well, the trial commenced and ended quick. They didn't have a hope, the sky above and the mud below. Deke says, we'll cut your hair now, boys, and you can braid yourselves a rope, the sky above and the mud below. The Old Testament, it says somewhere, eye for eye and hair for hair, covet not thy neighbor's mare. I believe it's Revelations. Now the fancy horsehair bridle, it hangs on Deacon's wall, the sky above and the mud below. Next to that wanted poster of the brothers Sandoval, the sky above and the mud below. And the twisted rope so shiny black, the artifact that broke their necks, their craftsmanship he did respect, they should have stuck to braid. The sky above, the mud below, the wind and rain, the sleet and snow, the deacon's hearse is rolling slow in the first blue light of morning.